from KQED.
The California Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments in San Francisco today on whether cities and counties can ban retail pot dispensaries, even though state law allows for them. City of Riverside versus Inland Empire Patients Health and Wellness Center is one of at least six appellate court cases coming down on different sides of the issue. And many people are looking to this case to deliver some legal clarity. Michael Montgomery reports.
Storefront dispensaries proliferated since voters approved the use of medical marijuana 17 years ago, but there also has been a backlash. In California, there are now some 180 local bans on pot dispensaries. Attorney David Nick says the court should strike down those bans.
There's a long line of precedent from the California Supreme Court that sets down a very basic rule, and the rule is that local governments cannot ban what state law makes lawful.
Nick represents the Inland Empire Patients Health and Wellness Center. 2 years ago, the dispensary sued the city of Riverside over a local zoning ordinance that bans any facility where medical marijuana is made available. The city argues that local governments have broad power to determine how their land is used, and also that the state cannot authorize something that is illegal under federal law. An appellate court sided with Riverside, so the defendants appealed to the Supreme Court. The case is being watched closely, and not just in places that have outlawed medical pot. Jane Usher is a Los Angeles special city attorney.
Chaos isn't helpful. It isn't helpful to cities. It's not helpful to patients. So to the extent the California Supreme Court is able to provide clarity, I think everybody benefits.
Usher says a broad ruling from the court could provide local governments with guidance on how to regulate dispensaries instead of banning them completely. A decision by the court is expected this spring. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.